Jack, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So Jack, this report, it shows that 1 in 10 job postings are now referencing AI. Was that to be expected?
Yeah, so Ireland's got a strong tech presence, which means a lot of firms close to the AI vanguard. So it really wasn't a surprise to see Ireland taking a leading position amongst peer economies on the mentions of AI and job postings. They've been accelerating internationally, but Ireland's showing a particularly strong trend, up to about 11% of all job postings in Ireland now mentioning AI in the job posting. So that's really kind of speaking to firms embracing AI and kind of rolling it out across their work streams.
Yeah. And as you mentioned there, we do have quite a sizable footprint when it comes to the tech sector here in Ireland. And I suppose given the world that we're living in now at the moment and everything being so, you know, technology and digital driven as well, do you feel that that's going to continue, maybe that we'll see more and more of these kind of, I suppose, references to AI when it comes to job postings as we look to the years ahead?
Yeah, that's certainly the expectation. The trajectory is a sharp upwards one, so we definitely expect to see that continuing. We're still seeing that many firms are still kind of figuring out exactly how to best integrate AI into their processes, and our research indicates it's still concentrated amongst larger firms that are kind of leading on this. So we still need to see that kind of diffusion across the broader economy amongst smaller businesses as well to fully harness those productivity gains. But it's certainly a trend that we expect to continue.
Yeah. And Jack, outside of the tech sectors then, maybe, were there any other job postings or areas in particular that were referencing AI, maybe, that might have been kind of not as expected as the tech sectors perhaps?
Yeah, we're seeing it appear across a range of sectors. So outside of tech, we're also seeing the arts and entertainment sector, human resources, both of those seeing above 20% of job postings referencing AI, sales, media and communications, banking and finance, legal, science and accounting, all of those amongst the sector seeing the highest shares. So predominantly business services and professional sectors, but a range of different occupations seeing the AI mentions increasing. So, I mean, we do see a little bit of a caveat in the data, because when we looked into the context of those mentions in job postings, it's not always clear exactly what the use case is for AI. About over half of those mentions kind of directly talked about working with AI tools and kind of directly kind of applying that to work or developing the tools themselves. But actually about a quarter of those mentions lacked kind of clear context. So I think that kind of speaks to firms still kind of really trying to figure out exactly how to best harness the use of AI in jobs.
Yeah, that makes sense. And interesting that there was such a wide variety there actually as well. And I was going to ask you, like, do you think maybe, again, I suppose kind of, you know, as we look ahead, would you be expecting maybe that AI element will be in an even greater variety of sectors in the coming years, and that more and more jobs will require it to some degree anyway?
Yes, that's our expectation for sure. There's clearly some categories that are less sort of directly exposed to AI disruption. Certainly occupations with a much higher share of kind of human-centric tasks requiring physical work, kind of directly working with people, obviously have a lower share of skills that are directly exposed to AI transformation. But even in those sectors, actually quite a significant portion of the skills can still be transformed by AI. There's still potential even in kind of more manual-led sectors for a lot of the more routine and administrative side of the tasks to be automated or handled through AI. So I think we are expecting to see quite significant change in the labour market over the coming years as AI is kind of increasingly applied to lots of different job categories. But certainly we do expect to see that kind of broadening. I think there's relatively few categories that are going to be, probably barely any that are going to be untouched by AI, but certainly some are going to be much more transformed than others.
Okay, that's interesting. All right. I know also that the research, you looked at the remote and hybrid aspect as well, and I think it's been a talking point for some time now, because it does seem very much that the employee still wants that option, I suppose. Is that what you found in this research as well, Jack?
Yeah, we've really seen that remote and hybrid work's moved from a perk to an expectation. So we've actually seen that the share of job postings that mention remote or hybrid flexibility has continued to rise in recent months. It's actually now running at pretty much the highest levels we've seen to date. About 1 in 5 Irish job postings mentioning remote or hybrid. So that really kind of speaks to the fact that, that flexible working has become quite a settled model. So despite attention on various organisations having announced return to office policies, we've actually seen that kind of across the broader market, actually what's going on is more hybrid flexibility advertised in job postings. It's certainly from a recruitment perspective and also a retention perspective, something that that workers continue to value very strongly. And from the employer perspective, offering that flexibility where possible really kind of maintains an edge in the market.
Yeah, it certainly does. And again, were there specific sectors or specific job areas maybe that you were noticing that were offering the remote hybrid model more than others, for example?
Yeah, so the highest prevalence that we saw was in software development, which is probably fairly unsurprising. Almost half of job postings in that category were remote and hybrid, but also other categories like media and communications, data and analytics were high, over 40% in both of those cases. Most areas of knowledge work have relatively high shares of remote and hybrid. So it's really kind of a trend that we've seen in place for some time now, with quite persistently high levels of hybrid job postings advertised across a range of different sectors.
Okay, that's interesting. And something else as well that you looked at as well, which I found interesting, was the benefit offerings. And it seems that it's leveling off as well. Talk us through, I suppose, what you found when you looked at that.
Yeah, so over recent years, we've seen generally a rising trend in the share of job postings advertising benefits. So when we looked at the prevalence of job postings that offered at least one benefit in the job ad, that's actually leveled off over the past year or so. It's running at about 48% now, which was unchanged from a year ago. So that's kind of a flattening off in the trend. We've really seen growth over the previous 5 years or so. So it does perhaps speak to the fact that the market has been gradually cooling, although it's still in a fairly solid shape overall. We have seen that the market is kind of normalized really from the after the post-pandemic hiring boom that we saw when vacancies were very high. The labor market was very tight. It's still fairly tight now, but it's certainly a little bit softer. So we have perhaps seen employers kind of dialing back a little bit on the benefits that they're offering in job postings as a result of those cooling market conditions.
Okay, that's interesting to know. And I suppose in what was positive news out of it as well, Jack, there was still very high foreign interest when it came to the jobs market as well, which is an important aspect, I can imagine.
Yeah, Ireland does remain attractive internationally for foreign workers. Ireland really continues to punch above its weight internationally. So we're seeing that about 13% of job searches for jobs in Ireland are coming from outside of the country. So that really highlights how attractive Ireland remains, particularly for internationally mobile workers. That's important from an employer perspective because a lot of roles continue to be difficult to fill. So tapping into that skilled foreign interest is one way for employers to address staffing shortages. So it's certainly interesting to see that renewed growth in foreign interest into the Irish labour market.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's great to see it. I suppose just before we finish up, Jack, as we look ahead, given the shape that the economy is in now, which is quite a good shape, I suppose we could say, can we expect there'll be much growth over the year ahead and that conditions maybe might improve?
Yeah, we've seen a relatively stable pitch from recent months. So we did see a bit of a softening last year, but I think that was to be expected because the labour market's been kind of gradually returning to kind of a more normal balance between labour demand and labour supply in recent years after the pandemic. So I think with forecasts for the Irish economy being relatively solid this year, we're likely to see that translate into kind of supporting hiring demand. So I think our expectation, barring any significant shocks, would be further growth in employment and a relatively positive labour market situation as we head further into 2026.
Fantastic. And if anyone wants to find out a little bit more about the findings of this research, can they find it on your website or how can they access it, Jack?
Yes. So all of our research is published to our Hiring Lab blog, which is available for anybody that's interested in checking out the insights. It's freely available for anybody at hiringlab.org. So that's the place to go to find all of the research and the data.
Brilliant. Well, Jack, it's been great talking to you and thanks for taking the time to join me on the show this evening.
Thank you very much.